Magandang umaga. I am so back. After 2 years. 2022, I think, was the last time I recorded. And I apologize in advance for all the background noises that you will hear, because our neighbor is renovating their house and it's so hot. So, it's the fan. So, yay! Now I am reviving this podcast of mine, and I just miss recording. So, I am back with a book to comment on, to review, and just to remember all the things that I learned from it. So, this one won't take too long. This book is entitled The Reason for My Hope by Billy Graham. I got this from Big Bad Wolf last, I think it's June last year, and I started reading it. I think I've written it down. If not, I forgot to write down the date. But I just finished it yesterday. I guess I started this book just this year, and I finished it yesterday, February 19th, Mommy's birthday. And yeah, I've been contemplating for a while. Like, I have some theological, spiritual questions about the existence of Christ. I've been asking that for quite some time now. And God really has a way of answering your questions in life, even just the small things. And this book happened to address that question of mine. That's why I so love this book. It's theological. And it's quite apologetic if you're not into Christianity yet. There's a chapter of it where it discusses about Jesus and his existence and what other well-renowned people during their time did say about him. And it's just so intellectual that I feel like my questions were answered, intellectually speaking. Because there are questions that needs an answer from the heart, to your heart. And there are questions that need to be addressed logically, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. And this is one of those books where it would make you reflect about your faith, and where it would help you grow in your understanding and knowledge of who Jesus is. And it discussed as well the history of Christ and the whole image of him starting after he ascended from heaven. So Socrates was mentioned here. Justin Martyr and Tertullian, Julian the Apostate, Napoleon Bonaparte, Johann Sebastian Bach, Rousseau, Augustine, Van Gogh, writer H.G. Wells. So, there are really a lot of historical figure that was mentioned wherein they are really believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that I don't believe in Christ. It's just that, logically speaking, there will be times where you will question your faith and ask if your faith is really true. And I've had that time just a while ago. In basing from the answers of those historical figures, it really just goes to show how real, how authentic Christ is in terms of his existence, and how he is the most famous and well-renowned person up until now, up until today. And I guess that's just it. Just want to read this from the editor Kenneth Woodward of Newsweek. For Christians, Jesus is the hinge on which the door of history swings, the point at which eternity intersects with time. The Savior who redeems time by drawing all things to him. And this one by Konrad Adenauer, a retired chancellor of Germany. He said, he asked Billy Graham, "What is the most important thing in the world?" And he answered himself with the resurrection of Christ. If Jesus Christ is alive, then there is hope for the world. If Jesus Christ is in the grave, then I don't see the slightest glimmer of hope in the horizon. And Cliff Richard, one of the British pop icons, said, "No man can follow Christ and go astray." And Albert Einstein, a historical figure that is still not confirmed if he believed in Christ, but he said, "There, if you ask me to prove what I believe, I can't. The mind can proceed only so far upon what it knows and can prove. There comes a point where the mind takes a leap and comes out upon a higher plane of knowledge, but can never prove how it got there. All great discoveries have involved such a leap." And I had a note here where I remember the phrase or the lyrics from one of Hillsong United, I think, but I forgot the title of the song. Where is it? Faith found my heart where logic ends. Now, if you are someone who wanted to explore more about your faith in Jesus Christ and to know more about him as a person, I would definitely recommend this book to you. And now, the question that I just want to leave you is, if you do believe in Jesus Christ, and then if you do, who is he for you? I'll be back soon for my next book commentary. Thank you for listening, guys. And again, I hope you all have a very good day, no matter where you are. Ciao. Paalam.